A-Town, you know what it is. Second Date Update is brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who do we got on the line this morning?
What's going on, man? It's Lotto.
Lotto?
Lotto, good morning. Yeah. How you feeling?
What's up, boy?
I'm good, sweet. How you doing?
Good, good. What can we do for you this morning?
Man, I'm just calling, man. I was talking to a beautiful girl named Keisha, and, you know, we went on a little date, and the date went cool. I left, and, you know, I had a little run to make, and, I guess when I was gone, the sheriff's department decided to show up, and I got evicted.
Hold on.
So where were you? Where were you at the time?
What?
I was making a move. I was making a little move, but I was coming back. I actually was trying to get us a breakfast. Well, when I came back, everything was on my front. Keisha was gone as well.
So why'd you leave her alone in the house?
Again, I was going to get some breakfast because it was a good night.
Did you talk to Keisha?
I've been looking for Keisha.
Yeah, she probably definitely feeling some kind of way. How long had y'all been messing around before you got evicted?
I mean, I had met her about a week before at Follies, and I bought her a drink, and it just, you know, we took it from there.
You knew you was getting kicked out, right?
It's not that I knew. I got the letter, but okay. I had lost the track of the days. But I thought me and the lady at the leasing office had like an understanding about when I was going to, you know, take care of it.
Did you lose track of the payment?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you lose track of the payment?
just a bit. You know, so a lot of been going on.
I can't.
You
know, but he said he's in Follies, no, tricking off, and he about to get put out.
That don't mean he was spending no money. He could have been with somebody spending money. Okay, listen, man. We're going to try to get Keisha on the phone, man. We can't make you no promises or guarantees, but I guarantee you, if we get on the phone, we're going to get to the bottom of it. You better believe that. So
that,
don't say nothing. And when we cue you in, that's when you speak up for yourself.
All right.
Man, this fool think this girlfriend, he got kicked out. He only know her for a week, and she a dancer.
Over with.
He never said she was dancing. He said she brought her a drink. She could have been a patron.
She ain't too smart. She
Keisha, do you love me?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Keisha, please?
This is she.
Hey, Keisha, how you doing? This is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, more quick and shout. Can we talk to you for a minute, babe?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, what's up?
Why you say, oh, Lord? You must know what we call for.
I mean, what y'all calling for? I got an idea.
So somebody called us up. We got a segment on the show, Second Date Update. This cat called us up and said that basically y'all last run-in didn't end so well on his behalf, and he hasn't spoken with you since. Are you familiar with Lotto?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about Lotto.
Yeah, tell us about the last time you actually had dealings with Lotto.
Okay, so Lotto, like, we had seen each other out a couple times, and, like, he had tried to talk to me on social media. I'm at Follies, and we see each other. We have a drink. Mind you, we go to kids. You know, he's like, you know, you've been ignoring me. What's up? So I said, okay, he's a cool dude. He's been cool. He was telling some jokes. He's making me laugh. So the night turned into the morning. We end up kicking it with each other. He seemed well put together. He was talking about his business. He was talking about, like, his, you know, what he's doing with his life and so on and so forth. So we go back. We're at his place. All I know is he's like, you know what? I want to go get some breakfast. I'm happy for your company. So I'm saying, you know, cool. Next thing I know, I'm thinking I'm going to let him back in the house. The sheriff at the door.
Oh, wow.
He's being evicted.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, at this point, because I am cool, I'm a cool girl, I'm from around the way, but my thing is like, okay, let me try to help you and get some of your stuff together. So I'm trying to get, you know, the important stuff, like maybe he needs this, maybe he needs that. And then they asked me for my ID. So since you're here, we have to identify everybody. I'm just like, what? What do you mean you gotta identify everybody?
I ain't know that. I just thought they put you out the house, but that's something new.
Well, you come in contact with
So when they ID'd you, what happened?
I had an old warrant.
Wow.
Oh.
So you had to take a trip.
Yeah.
They locked you up too?
Yes. So how real are you? You know what I'm saying? We at your place, you're supposed to be getting breakfast. I'm getting locked up.
Did he try to get you out?
No.
What?
All right, well, listen, this is what we're going to do. He probably didn't even, how did he even know?
Let's ask them. Hey, listen, baby, we didn't tell you, but we definitely have him on the phone. And all we want to know is, why didn't you get her out?
First and foremost, I just want to say I'm sorry about how everything transpired and went about. Honestly, You know I would have came down there and got you out. I honestly didn't know that she was locked up. I thought that I was so damn embarrassed. I figured you saw the police, and once they let you know what was going on, you just, you know, started up out of there.
That's what I would have thought.
I never thought that you had a warrant or, you know, had any type of issues on your end legally, you know, that could have been, you know, the situation. I do apologize. I did have a situation set up with the legal office that I was supposed to pay a little late. I guess I let that get by. Besides me, you know, as, you know, we had talked about that with the businesses I had a lot of money kind of up in the air, paying a lot of different things, and I guess I let, you know.
Hey, sir, listen, this is a very, very long excuse. Obviously, the point is you didn't do it. Now you're calling us looking for her, and now she's out living her best life. Why do you think she should take you back?
But Mo, the man.
I just want to know.
The man, listen. Whatever
a long excuse, yes,
but
we heard.
But the man's personal business, when his personal affairs went in order. She happened to be there. She got, while he was getting evicted, they ran her name.
Don't do
she
this whole thing over for
I
me,
I know,
try.
But I'm just saying, why should he have to take the fall like he did
not
something
fall,
so bad towards
not the
her?
Fall. The issue is, in his home, she got locked up.
Where you at with it right now, sweetheart?
I mean, that's been a lot of money out of pocket, having to go about it this way. It's been a lot of stress, so I don't.
I reimburse you for that, Keisha. Like, That ain't no issue. I just want the opportunity to show you, you know.
They both kind of in the same boat. They both liked each other enough to kick it. He didn't handle his business with his rent. She didn't handle her damn business with her warrant. So it kind of just came to a head on both of their behalf, and they just got a bad situation. I don't see the bad thing in it, to be honest. I just want to know, are you going to give him a second chance? Because the man been calling you out for 3 weeks.
Straight.
Oh, my God. Well,
ask him, does he have a new place to stay first?
I'm still there, bro. I end up working something out for him, and we got it done. So I'm still in the same place.
I guess for everything that you just said, I wouldn't mind getting that breakfast.
Okay. Well, guess what?
Okay.
Now he excited.
Here we go.
He sounds excited. Let me tell you why I'm even more excited, because y'all talking about this damn breakfast. I'm gonna make sure y'all get a good hearty breakfast. How about that? On behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, we're gonna hook y'all ass up with a $50 gift card. Spend it how you want it, wherever you want it, when you want it. All right.
All right.
So A-Town, that is this Second Date Update. It's one of them official ones where it worked out for the better, the greater good, and they got $50. Call us up 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. The streets 94.5.